Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. The pandemic has been a public relations nightmare for the retirement living sector, right? Stories of seniors trapped inside their rooms for months at a time with the risk of infection swirling outside their doors provided lots of support for the case to age in place. And of course, there are pros to that option. There are cons too. And certainly one issue that many seniors need to manage, need to think through, are the financials. Joining us now to talk about some of those variables, some of those questions, is Yvonne Shemetsky. She is the Executive Vice President at Home Equity Bank. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I'm great. The disclosure here, Home Equity Bank is a sponsor of Moolala and Credit Canada's Financial Literacy Month efforts. And your key product, the one that most consumers would know, is a reverse mortgage, which is, I think, what gives you insight into this particular demographic and the challenges that they face. I want to start off, Yvonne, by asking you how you would characterize the environment today for seniors on the question of home.
I think that the pandemic has been absolutely a game changer in this space because, you know, we've been in our homes now for over a year and a half, and there's been varying degrees of rules tightening and relaxing. But what it has done for everybody, it has made us realize how much safety and security and homes mean to us. Mm-hmm. Now, think about it in our demographic. So our product is for people 55 and older, but our average client is 72 plus. And my parents are 75 and 78. For them, the safety of the home, knowing that they can have groceries delivered, that they don't have to go out, they don't have to interact with other people and potentially get infected. It has been a game changer because people don't want to move. People don't want to go into a retirement home. People's lives have changed during the pandemic.
And certainly, I know this for my parents, home has a deep, deep, deep emotional connection. So that perhaps goes without saying, but tell us a bit about the financial considerations for seniors, because some have done extraordinarily well, at least in the value of the asset, if they've lived there for a long time, given how much home prices have gone up over the past decade across Canada. But that's not the only piece of the puzzle.
No, it's not. So I usually talk about a couple of R's of retirement. So the two under the financial considerations that I like to talk about, one is review and the other one is research. And the review one is related to, you know, it could be any, it doesn't matter how old you are. You should always be every few years reviewing your financial situation. What are your expenses? How much money do you have coming in? Are there any significant health changes or, you know, family situations that are impacting your finances, because things do change and we plan, we like to plan, but there's always the unexpected. So people are creatures of habit and we like to avoid difficult conversations. We like to avoid difficult circumstances, but that review component is very, very important because you need to know how much money you have. Can you afford to stay in your home? Can you actually afford to do something else? So then the second piece is the research piece, because you know, you may think that you have too many expenses or your house is too big or, you know, the stairs are too steep, whatever it is, you need to do research because you need to research your options. You need to look into downsizing. You know, how much can you sell your house for? I'm actually helping a good family friend whose parents need to move. And they don't know how much their house could be worth. So we're trying to figure out an appraisal for them, figure out how much is it worth. If they sell, where else can they buy? The costs of downsizing, you know, not just financial, but emotional. Are you going to be able to walk to your favorite coffee shop or pharmacy or doctor? Mm-hmm. Where are your friends living? So in the research component, I often tell people, you know, try to imagine yourself living in Collingwood or try to imagine yourself living in a condo downtown. What is your life going to look like? And when they come back after doing a little bit of a reconnaissance, things aren't always what they seem. And a lot of people want to actually stay in their homes and age in place.
Two of the costs that would be really important in that research phase are property taxes, which if your house has increased in value dramatically over time, are not what they were a decade or two ago. And second is maintenance. So if you've lived in your house for a very long time, every decade or so, there are some pretty big ticket items that you might have to pay for. How do you put that into the spreadsheet?
First of all, you need to be realistic, right? I have a family friend who is 85 years old and she has a pool and she's been avoiding dealing with the pool because it has expenses. Well, you can't, because now 5-6 years later of not dealing with the pool, the costs are a lot higher than what they would have been if she kept up with regular maintenance, every year on the pool. So I would say, you know, be realistic, and figure out, if it's an appreciating asset or if it's, you know, what's your average cost of upkeep of the house? And then also think about big expenses, you know, roof needs to be fixed or landscaping. A lot of older people need to make sure that the stairs are safe, that the railing is there. I have a client who used to use her side door for 15 years because she didn't have a railing on her front doorstep. So be very realistic with what those costs are. You can go online and you can actually Google pretty much anything and you'll get decent ranges, and then you can work them into the spreadsheet. The spreadsheet has to have balance, right? Don't assume best case scenario that your house was not going to need any repairs, but also don't assume that, you know, the sky is going to fall.
Some seniors are solo. Some seniors have a spouse, they have kids, they have grandkids. What role do you think adult kids play here in terms of this analysis, in terms of the research and review?
Oh, that's a loaded question. So
and differs by family, I'm sure.
It absolutely does. So my parents who live in Poland, for example, and I can say this on the radio here because they won't be listening, they don't really want to talk to us about money and their retirement and what their plans are. They're very private. They're Eastern European. It's not in the culture. So it has been a lot of work for my sister and I to open the door and to have conversations. And every family is different. Every situation is different. But I would say, you know, if you are visiting your parents for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, or you're just dropping by and you're seeing repairs are not getting done, if you're seeing that the bills are piling up, that is probably a signal to you to figure out a way to have a conversation, or if they had a fall or if something happened in the house. And then the other thing I tell people, you know, you can't have these conversations around the big holidays, and you can't have them you can't walk through the front door and demand to have a conversation about it. You need to find the right time. You need to find the right space. You need to get them in the right mood. And so sometimes the preparation to have that conversation can take a few months just to find the right time and to get involved.
Because there's the dollars and cents of all this. And then there's the, for example, the cognitive ability to manage the dollars and cents. And we don't get exponentially better at that from the years, you know, 75 to 105. Predictably, most of us will see some decline.
Yes, absolutely. But that's why if you visit your parents or if you're in contact with them, even on Zoom, you can see, you know, what does the background look like? Are they, you know, are they wearing the same clothes? Are they looking put together? Those can be very, very good cues. I can tell when I speak with my parents by the tone of their voice if something's going on, because I talk to them so much, I kind of know the regular conversation tone, and then when something's off, so then you can kind of probe a little bit further. But you know, conversations with family about money are really, really difficult. Every family is different. You have to see how far you can push. I'm very open with my kids. I have two daughters. One is 14. One is 22. I've been very open since they were young about finances and my wishes and, you know, all the documents and all the accounts. But I think it may be a little bit of a generational thing. So we have to proceed with caution.
100%. Yvonne, thank you very much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Yvonne Shemetsky is Executive Vice President of Home Equity Bank. And we were talking about some of the financial considerations for seniors. It is a tough game. I, like Yvonne, am very grateful that I have open communication with my parents in particular. My kid's a little young, but with my parents in particular, so we could navigate these things out in the open. Moolala, Money Made Simple, is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we're Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. And we have so much going on for Financial Literacy Month. Go to creditcanada.com/FLM, and you're going to learn about our free virtual events, our webinars, access all sorts of tools. If you are feeling overwhelmed by the debt you are carrying, go to creditcanada.com and book an appointment or find our phone number and call us. One of our accredited counselors is going to talk you down and tell you about the various options that you have. You do have options, I promise you. Moolala is also sponsored by Home Equity Bank, the provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Here's the big idea. It empowers Canadian homeowners age 55 plus to live retirement on their terms by providing them with a safe and easy way to access the equity built up in their home. And given the prices of houses these days, that equity can be considerable. The funds can be used for whatever the client wants or whatever the client needs. And that could be travel, it could be helping grandchildren, or it could be supplementing their day-to-day expenses. You can access up to 55% of your home's value with no monthly mortgage payments required. Go to chip.ca to learn how you can stay in the home you love without having to move or downsize. That's Home Equity Bank.